Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Murphy far side to the near side. McLean, couple of dribbles, lets it fly, and he drops it home. Belmont has the steal. 5-on-4 for the Bruins. McLean underneath the basket, underhanded to Murphy. Benker faked the three. Rose now coming back onto the floor. McLean, right corner three. It's good. Kevin McLean sinks it from deep. Kunkel lob it to Musinski. Mid block left against the flat key. Pounds it twice, three times, four times. Turns toward the baseline, and he hooks it in off the glass. For the first time ever, the Belmont Bruins victorious in the big dance. They knock off Temple 81-70.
Belmont advances. Belmont and Maryland tomorrow. Tip off around 2:10-ish in Jacksonville, which is where head coach Rick Byrd joins us this afternoon, or this morning rather, afternoon in Jacksonville. Coach, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, guys.
As you made the walk from the court to the locker room to greet your team, do you remember what was going through your mind last night?
No, not really. It's amazing. It's amazing what you don't remember about things. I mean, I had to do a TV interview on the way off, and then they were obviously excited and celebrating inside the locker room, and it was just fun to watch, to be honest.
Well, and you've been through such a whirlwind since that game. I know you guys got to the hotel at sometime after 5 a.m. Eastern time down in Jacksonville. You've had the travel time in there. You're preparing for another game. Do you ever allow yourself to get reflective at all in this moment, or are you simply so full steam ahead on Maryland that you can't sit back and acknowledge the fact that you've been to 8 NCAA tournaments, you've gotten in now as an at-large, you've won your first NCAA tournament game, you've won over 800 games. Do you ever allow yourself to sit back on the plane or wherever it may be and think about everyone who helped get you there?
Everybody that's human thinks about some of that stuff some of the time. I decided not to watch any Maryland on the plane last night. I wanted to see if I could get any sleep, and didn't. But just had time to think about, what happened in the previous 48 hours, and how it's all turned out so fortunately in our favor. I mean, literally losing the game to Murray State has turned out to be a good thing in so many ways for our program, because we were in front of all the discussion all week about who's going to get in, who's going to be picked, is a mid-major going to be picked, and then once we were the center of discussion in a lot of cases, and then are they good enough, can they win a game, and then we're fortunate enough to be in kind of the only game on TV. I guess there was maybe some NIT stuff, but I know I've tuned into that game plenty of times, and so probably more eyes on that game than Belmont basketball than maybe ever before.
A lot of people watching nationally, certainly a lot of people watching locally, and those people saw Nick Musinski have a great game in the low post. And Coach, you watch the way the game trends. You have fewer and fewer guys who are so efficient and have such good moves, great footwork down low, the way Musinski does. And I kept thinking, boy, what a loss that was in the game against Murray State. But how big was it to get him back in that game last night? And how did you guys kind of monitor his ankle situation and how many minutes he should be playing?
Well, that was going to be just play it by ear. I mean, he went a little bit live the day before and didn't look very good. It wasn't about his ankle. He just was real rusty. He hadn't practiced in a long time. And, uh, And so we just didn't know, but he obviously, he missed the first little layup to start the game. And then I thought, oh, that's what I saw yesterday in practice. And then as he played good and said he was feeling fine, and, you know, I think we spelled him for 13. I think he played 27 minutes or so, and Seth Ellisberger played 13. That's probably pretty close to normal. He just was making us better by being on the floor, and, you know, sometimes Seth makes us better by being on the floor. So, but when we can throw the ball inside to him, we've got a lot more facets of our offense that we can use than we have without him.
Belmont head coach Rick Byrd is our guest on the Midday 180. Coach, obviously you're happy when any of your guys do well in games, but it has to feel especially great when you've got a senior in Kevin McClain just constantly hit big basket after big basket for you guys last night. How big was that for you to watch that happen, and how big was that for Kevin?
Yeah, I've done a lot of things poorly in coaching, but one of them was to think that for 2 years Kevin was point guard instead of a two guard, and we were loaded with good wings in front of him, but once he slid over to the two spot and got all the point guard responsibilities that go along with that decision making, understanding of how to run the offense, when he could just play, he's been pretty spectacular, and he's been particularly good, unfortunately for us, on the night that Dylan Wimmer has not scored well. And whether it's last night because they just decided they were going to sell out and take him out of the game, or just because Dylan didn't not having a good game, and then all of a sudden Kevin is. And it's an underrated year for him, I think, because he kind of is totally behind Dylan's the interest in Dylan Wimmer, that's there for good reason, and even sometimes behind Nick Musinski. He guards the best guard every time, so glad to see him have a game and a prominent game like that, and just glad for him and Dylan, two seniors that I was going to feel really badly for if they never got to play in the NCAA tournament. Now they've been part of our first ever win.
Rick Byrd, our guest, head coach of the Belmont Bruins. What did you say to Fran Dunphy last night after the game?
Oh, well, we talked the day before at practice a little bit, and you know, I just told him that he was as good as we had in our business, and that his career was phenomenal. And if we'd lost to them, I would have been plenty okay with the fact that he got to go on his last year of coaching. So. He really is one of the true gentlemen in this sport, when sometimes we seem like there's fewer and fewer of those out there.
What can you tell us about Maryland now that you've had a chance to watch them? I know you said you didn't watch them on the flight. I'm sure someone did, and you've watched them today for sure.
Sure. We've Brian Ayers is scouting the team, and he's got a real good handle on it. It's a challenge physically. They are big and long and athletic. And trying to find ways to guard and trying to find ways to score, which is pretty much the game of basketball, it's going to be more difficult than it is. And that's what we've always run into at this level. Much has been made of the fact we hadn't won a game yet. Well, we've always played a top 25 team and sometimes a top 10 team in the first round. And it's a different ballgame than you see in the LBC every week, or pretty much whoever we play. So it's a challenge, but at least we're here.
So Dylan Wendler obviously contributed a lot. He had 14 rebounds. He had 3 steals, did a lot for your team last night, but 2 for 7 from the floor, as you mentioned before. Is it encouraging to you that you were able to still win that game with not a huge scoring output from Dylan Wendler?
Of course it is. It's not been unusual for us this year. At Murray State, it was a similar type situation where Kevin became the guy. And if they're going to put their best defender on Dylan, their best perimeter defender on Dylan, then they can be making a mistake, because Kevin is the best we have off the dribble and using ball screens And frankly, at the best we have at getting it to the goal of scoring it. Dylan does a ton of great things, and he's one for five for three, but I can promise you, if we can get him some good looks, he's going to be a lot better than I've never seen him shoot the ball like he's shooting it in practice and shooting practice and everything else. So I think we'll be all right. If they're going to sell out to stop him, that means that we're playing 4-on-4 elsewhere, and we've got enough weapons, I think, to make it tough on people.
Coach, I think I'm safe in speaking for all of Nashville when I say that we are rooting for you. Everyone is proud of you and your program and everything you guys have accomplished. Congrats on winning that first tournament game, and best of luck tomorrow afternoon as you guys get set to take on a great Maryland team.
I appreciate you saying that. It has been pretty overwhelming to hear. Think about what Loyola Chicago went through last year with the run they made, and how that must have felt to them. And we've won one game, and we feel like everybody is pulling for us in so many ways. It's appreciated very much, and we feel it down here. And we're looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Let's just keep the love affair going. Let's keep these wins coming. We'll just keep it going for another couple more weeks.
I've been around long enough to know when you lose, you lose. There won't be as many texts, and there won't be as many radio interviews. So
thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Rick Bird has been our guest. You can catch Belmont and Maryland tomorrow around 2:10, 2:15. They'll tip off in Jacksonville right after LSU and Yale tip off in the morning.
Had a couple more people today sign up for our watch party tomorrow. You
just
can watch
more.
That game with us tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be there 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. live. Party Foul in Murfreesboro. All of our Rutherford County people out there, come join us. Party Foul in Murfreesboro tomorrow. Have a few more spots left for $25 to LLS of Tennessee. You can get 2 free pints of beer. You can get appetizers throughout the day. It is a great hookup. Let us know if you want to take part in that. And all are welcome as well. Even if you don't get in on that offer, let us know if you can make it out.
An idea of what we'll have. We'll be live at 10 a.m. leading up to all the NCAA tournament coverage. We're going to have Louisville and Minnesota on. We'll have Yale and LSU, Auburn, New Mexico State, Michigan State, Bradley, Florida State, and Vermont. We mentioned Maryland and Belmont. We'll also have Kansas, Northeastern, Marquette, and Murray State. We'll tip off about an hour after Belmont tips off. So we'll have both of those games on the TV. Belmont will be in the second half. Murray State will be tipping off. We got a lot of games to watch tomorrow. Can't wait to get this started and tipped off tomorrow at Party Foul.
It's time to tee it up for Team Hutton 104.5. Olympian Construction presents the inaugural Midday Masters at Topgolf. Thursday, April 4th, teams of six will compete for top prizes, with best overall golfer taking home the Midday Masters green jacket. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee. To register your team, visit Hutton1045.com. It's the Midday Masters, presented by Olympian Construction. Thursday, April 4th at Topgolf.